You know, Dr. Stosny was talking about that emotional blockage, how resentment can run interference with emotional connections. Just blocks it, almost always. Resentment, blocking emotional connection. How many of you are thinking now about an experience, especially with a close relative, a loved one, whether a spouse, or a parent, a child, a grandparent, a cousin, and something went wrong in the relationship and someone was offended, very offended. And maybe whereas at one time you two were truly excited about each other and as a result excited about the opportunity to be with each other, really excited about it, something happened and the relationship just changed. And as a result, one of you or both of you lost the excitement about being together. Let's narrow it down to the husband and wife. And something goes wrong in that marriage. Maybe someone is disrespectful. I mean, just persistently and maliciously disrespectful to the other. Maybe someone has committed adultery. Maybe there's just a combination of events and behaviors that have been brought into play that have just messed the marriage up. And the person who was mistreated, the person who was wronged, the person who was abused, the person who was betrayed, resents the one who did the betraying, who did the cheating, who was disrespectful. You notice how that resentment can make it difficult to even enjoy, to even look forward to be excited about having sex with that person, even though they're still your spouse. I mean, that resentment just cuts off that emotional connection. And that's not to say that the person who is feeling the resentment is to blame that the marriage is a mess. We can certainly understand how that person would have some very, very negative feelings about what's been going on. The resentment still, though, is not a good idea. The resentment just adds to the mess that's already been made within the person who experiences the resentment and within the relationship. And what's really strange is when the person who caused the problems to begin with resents the one that they've been betraying and mistreating. Now you got two people bringing about an emotional disconnect. And they find it very difficult to enjoy conversation with each other. They find it difficult to get happy about seeing each other. They find it difficult to get excited about having sex together. The resentment cuts off the flow of that emotional bond, that emotional connection. Going back to the example of the gentleman who had children and an alcoholic wife, if he continued to resent her because of her drinking, you could see that pendulum moving back in the opposite direction. You know, he could find himself reaching that critical point of separation and then find himself swinging back towards her as he thinks about the guilt, the shame, the constant pendulum swing between nearly leaving on the one end and then failing to reconnect on the other. Had gone on for this gentleman nearly 7 years by the time Dr. Stosny met him. What finally gave him the strength to take the kids and leave was his hard work and treatment to develop conviction that he was acting on his deepest value, protecting his children by leaving. As it turned out, His bold action prompted his wife to seek professional help for her drinking. After a couple of relapses, which is typical of addiction treatment, she was able to maintain sobriety. More important, she was able to get back in touch with what she stood for, loving and nurturing motherhood. And as a result, the family was reunited. So obviously, father had a good conviction. It was a strong conviction. But for a while, they're not strong enough to get him to take the action he needed to take in order to protect his children. And that deep value, that conviction simply was protecting his children. The mother had a value that was eclipsed for years by her alcoholism. She valued being a loving, nurturing mother. Now, hopefully, somewhere in there, she also valued being a loving, nurturing wife as well. Hopefully. I mean, because the family should not have been for her only about her children. It certainly should have been about her children, but it needed to also be about her husband. When you act out of conviction, you might be disappointed or you might be saddened by the outcome of specific behaviors or negotiations. But you'll be far less likely to regret your behavior. Theo felt sad when he left his wife, the man whose wife was an alcoholic. He felt sad when he left his wife. That would have lasted a long time had she not overcome her addiction. But he never would have regretted leaving. Yeah, you're not necessarily experiencing regret just because you're experiencing sadness. You can be saddened by something that you're absolutely convinced was the right thing to do. And for him, it was protecting his children. On the other hand, had he left her out of resentment, he would have devalued her to justify his decision. That would have made the separation harder on the children, which would have caused Theo still more guilt and shame and regret. Isn't it important to really use our brains going through the right thought process in order to have ourselves well cared for, as well as those others outside ourselves whom we love? I want to encourage you. Soar. Cut out resentment, but live with strong convictions that take you down a healthy path for life. And as a result, have a positive impact on those you love, those who live close by. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.